Yep, okay. Okay, so for this week, Parsha Vayeshev, let's get a Chumash. I'd like to do something a little bit somewhat unusual in terms of our normal practice. I want to use something in the Parsha as an excuse to share with you a famous Lomdische Chakira from Chaim Soloveitchik and the Rav Zichron Lebracha, really a fundamental yisod. I don't know if that's extraneous to say fundamental yisod. Right? The yisod means a fundamental point, a foundational point. It's like saying a new chiddush, you know. You can't have an old chiddush, right? It's a fundamental yisod. There's no such thing as a non-fundamental yisod. But anyway, I want to get to that and share with you some makoros for it, which are a little off the track in terms of, you know, the point of the parsha. Nonetheless, it does address an issue which does come up in the Sedra, in both in the general sense and the specific sense. This is a Sedra that talks about dreams, both at the beginning of the Sedra and at the end of the Sedra. At the beginning of the Sedra, we have the dreams that Yosef dreams in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin. At the end of the parsha, you have the dreams that Yosef later interprets, right, of the Sar HaMashkin and the Sar HaOfim. But we'll focus now at the beginning of the Sedra, in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin, Posuk Hey, right? So he had a dream and he told his brothers and they hated him even more. He listened to my dream and he tells about the sheaves in the field all bowing down to him. And another dream and he told his brothers, the sun, the moon, all the stars are bowing down to me. And Pasuk Yud, Vayisaper lo aviv lechov, he told it to his father and to his brothers, Vayigar bo aviv. His father got angry with him. Vayomer lo, mo chalom hazeh shechalomta. What kind of dream is this? Navo, navo, aniv imchov achech l'shachos l'cho arza. Me and your mother and your brothers are all going to bow down to you. So this is the these are the dreams of Yosef. And the Bereishis Rabba and the Medrash, here on this Pasuk, in Bereishis Rabba and Parsha Pei Dalet Simen Yud Aleph, it says there, Yaakov said, it could be that's going to come true. Me and your brothers, if we're going to bow down, okay, could be. But Shema Aniva Imcha, but your mother, right? Vahalo Imcha Kvar Mesa. Vat Omer Aniva Imcha Vachecha, right? I mean, you're saying, or the implication is, it's the father, the mother, and the brother. That's the sun and the moon, those are the two parents. And but what mother? Mother's already gone. Rachel died in last week's Sedra. Rachel's already buried. So the Medrash here, again, the Medrash in the Parsha Pei Dalet Simen Aleph says, Yaakov didn't realize it was not referring, obviously, to Rachel, because Rachel had indeed passed away, but Rachel's menekes, Bila, was raising Yosef. Yosef was a young child when his mother died, so Bila, that's what's probably not his actual mother, but the woman who was raising him. Rashi, though, makes an interesting comment here in Pasuk Yud Havo Navo. Question of Halo Imcha Kvar Mesa. How could it be? Your mother already died. That's what he says. That's the message. But Rosein Lom Dumikan She'ein Chalom Below Devarim Betelim. We learn from here that every dream has nonsense in it. Okay, every dream has some portion of nonsense. Ein Chalom Below Devarim Betelim. Yaakov, now, so what was Yaakov basically trying to do here? Yaakov niskaven lahotzi adav milev bonav shelo yaknuhu. Yaakov is trying to basically tell his other sons, the brothers of Yosef, they shouldn't get all upset. He's having these dreams. Dreams are filled with nonsense. Okay? L'chach amal havo navo, k'shem she'yef sharbimcha kacha sharu batel. He was telling the brothers, just like what he said about his mother bowing down, it was obvious nonsense, his mother's not alive. In other words, according to this approach, Yaakov may well have understood who was really referring to Bila. But he was just trying to kind of push, to keep the peace. He was telling the other brothers, just like that piece is impossible, the whole thing's impossible, the whole thing is filled with nonsense. That's what Rashi. And he's referring to that Gemara that we'll see inside Brachos in a second, you know, that there's certainly a certain percentage of a dream is nonsensical. The Gemara actually is taking off on a Pasuk, which I have over here, Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk and Navi. Just find it here, yes. Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Ches. The Pasuk there says, Hanovi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom. The Navi, the prophet that has a dream, has to relate it. to say it over. Vasher dvor yito, yidaber dvor yemes. If I tell him to say something, he's got to tell the truth. The Navi has to deliver his message. That, by the way, that's one of the themes of the Haftorah of this week's schedule, so not from here in Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah is from Amos, but same idea. But anyway, Mala Tevin Esabor Numa Hashem. Very strange ending to the Pesach. What is the chaff to the wheat? The chaff to the kernel. Mala Tevin Esabor Numa Hashem. The first half of the Pesach talks about somehow the Navi's word being, the Navi having to share his words. Whose is that? Is yours? Oh. The Navi having to share his words. And then it speaks at the end about straw and chaff and what's going on here. So, the Gemara in Brachos that Rashi and our Pesach alluded to, Nun Hei Amud Beis, actually it starts on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, okay, Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says on this Pesach, right, on this Pesach in Yirmiyahu, Hanavi Asher Yito Chalom Yisaper Chalom Asher Dvori Yito Yidaber Divra Emes, Ma l'tevin esabar noshem. V'chi ma inyan bar v'tevin eitzel chalom. What is the second half of the pasuk after the first half of the pasuk? It's talking about wheat and chaff, kernels and chaff. What's it got to do with a dream? So, says the Gemara, k'shem she'yef shalom bar below tevin. Okay, when you have wheat, there's always going to be chaff and vice versa, right? There's always going to be, it grows together. Okay, and you got to shake off the chaff. So, kach yef shalom chalom below dvar metelim. So, too, every dream has attached to it certain things which are just plain old dvar metalim, silly things, things that have no meaning, it's just things that are impossible, things that can't be. It's built into the dream the same way when a kernel of wheat grows, it has chaff, quote-unquote, built in. It's part of the same thing. So that's what the pasuk is trying to communicate. It's talking about dreams and the vision of a prophecy, but there's always something in a dream that's nonsensical. Omer brechem chalom, afal pi shemitzosu miskayim, kulo eina miskayim. Then the Gemara says, that a dream, even if part of it comes true, it will never fully come true. Never fully comes true. Minolan, how do we know that, Sigmar? Miyosef, from us, hear the story of Yosef. Tichsiv, v'nei Hashem v'sharech, etc. It says the sun and the moon are going to bow down, and top of the hem of the olive, and the hem of the bays. V'yishayta, im elohavas. V'yishayta, the chalam, says Rashi. At the time when Yaakov had this dream, Yosef had this dream, the mother wasn't alive. So the Gemara learns from this very story that there's always a certain portion of a dream that simply is intended to be ignored because it's nonsensical. It's interesting, I just want to share with you a side point that I thought very interesting. I may have mentioned this in the past. In the commentary of one of the Balei Tosfos on the Torah, the Riva on the Torah, he says, interesting, he's bothered by the phraseology of the Pasuk. You know, it says, by a chalom yosef chalom, by a sifu od sino oso. They hated him even more, right? After the first dream. What happened? So he says, Omar Arab al Yaqim Shalakh lo Lopir Shakosva Chalom, Lafisha Nis Lo Niskayim. Very interesting. Look carefully at the passage via Chalom. Could I actually see it again inside? I shouldn't have closed the Chumash. Okay. He says, you look carefully at the phraseology of the passage. The implication is there was a third dream in the mix, not just the two that we always think about. So it says, in Pasuk Hay, Via Chalom Yosef Chalom, Via Gayd Lechav, Via Sifu Oat Sinoso. Okay, they hated him even more. Then the next pasuk says, "Ba'omelhem Shimon Achalom Azer Shachalomti." Listen to this here dream that I dreamed. That sounds like it's a new thing, because otherwise, what they hate him for in the end of the first pasuk, he didn't even tell it them. Maybe he's going to tell them good news, whatever, right? So it says, right, the flow of the pasuk. That's what we've always bothered by. So we've always assumed that the other pasuk, namely this Rabbeinu Yochim, that there was actually another dream, but the pasuk didn't spell it out because that dream says the Riva, Lufish on the sky and come on Chirim. V'zeh Hashem v'yasifu od snow so ha'chalom osov al dvar v'chalom zeh shalom ispar v'chalom ha'alumos v'yikhan beis chalomos. Okay, that's what it says. Al chalom osov v'yal dvarav. That's the next diuk. Okay, they hit him, and that was before the second dream. So what do you mean chalom osov in the plural? That's the end of Pasuk, that's the end of Pasuk Ches, right? V'yasifu od snow al chalom osov v'yal dvarav. Dreams in the plural? He hadn't yet had the two dreams. Right, then it says, so obviously there was a second dream in the middle. There was the dream with the sheaves and so on, bowing down to them. That was the second dream. There was a previous dream. But the Riva says, the Torah doesn't mention that because it never came true. And according to, he suggests, Yesh Meforshim, what was that dream? Somehow there's a medrash or some tradition. They know what the dream was. Shechalom azeh, shalom isparash, hu shepir shash parash vechi, yud neiros lo yochul chabos ner echad. Okay, 10 candles can't extinguish one candle. Some dream about candles. 10 candles trying to extinguish one candle. Well, that didn't happen. They didn't extinguish them, right? So Tas Tema Lomalon is Parish Kanikal Achaim Tzarchi, and it's a little difficult. That's what Rivoz says. Also, in the same volume, I have here the parish of Rabbeinu Avadja Bar Tanura. We know him from the Mishnayos, but the Bar Tanura also had a parish on the Chumash. So in that same pasuk, Pasuk Kevah, Chalom Yosef Chalom, he says, Tzorach Yashem, Ma Haya Chalom Hazeh? She'ein Lo Omar She'achalom HaChalom Hashim Kein Lo Havala Lama Sifo Tznoh. So, like we said, he shouldn't have said, he hated him before he even told him about it. Must be that was another dream. Then he told him about that dream and so on. Then he said, Shimonah. Again, the same point. So he says, V'och, She'ilu Haya Oso Chom Lo Haya Lo Loma Al Chalom Osov. Again, the plural Chalom Osov. Same point, really, as we brought. She'ilu Haya Lo Chalom Echad. V'nir Ali, Shachalom Rishon Hayam Hashem Rashi B'Sof Parsh Laichi. Same answer. Asor Neiros Lo Yochlo Chavos Neechad Klomar Lo Shal Yochlo Hazika and so on. V'zeh Chalom Lo Choshar Chazosia Kimizeh Lo Amr Davarak Shesonu Oso. They just didn't like him because of it, but they didn't have any direct result. It didn't have any impact. So anyway, you see that from these Mefarshim, either because that dream didn't come true, okay, which means, as a general rule, we assume the dreams do come true, or at least parts of them. And this one didn't. That's why this wasn't included over here. So it's an interesting point. The Chizkuni, also on this pasuk, again, when we show about Chalom Yosef, Yagid Achav Chalom Zelo Niskayim Lefichach Lo Nichtav. He doesn't say what it was, but he said this dream didn't come true. Therefore, so either they weren't bothered by it, that, you know, they didn't care about that one. That's how the Rabbi Bar Tanura says, or it didn't come true. Like the Chizkuni says, but anyway, there was another dream. But getting back to our issue, so there are a number of pages really in the ninth paragraph of Brachas that talk about dreams. We spoke in the past. You know, do we take dreams literally? Should we be upset by dreams? And the Rebbe was the Shabbos want to talk about the idea of a tainus chalom and the hirotzon that we say about dreams by duchening. You know, we do take, you know, by the Birchas Kanan, we say hirotzon that has to do with dreams. So we do take dreams seriously. On the other hand, there's no doubt there's a lot of nonsense in dreams, and the Gemara has different things. If you see this in a dream, it symbolizes that. If he's that in a dream, it symbolizes this. Anyway, in the context of that whole discussion, there is a Gemara there in Brachos, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Nun Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says there are five things, okay, there are five things which represent one in 60, one part in 60 of something bigger, or something more significant, okay? And that is the following. Again, Brachos Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things which are one in 60 of something bigger. Elohim. Okay. Eish Dvash V'Shabbos V'Shen V'Chalom. Eish Echad Mishishim L'Gehenim. The fire, a regular fire, is one part of 60, what the fires of Gehenim feel like. Okay. Dvash Echad Mishishim L'Mon. Honey is 1/60 of the mon, 1/60 of the flavor of the mon. How do we understand it? Shabbos Echad Mishishim L'Ol Habo. That's what we say in his mirror sometimes. Me'ein olam haba, right? Shabbos is a little olam. It's 1/60 of olam haba. Sheina echad mishishim lemisa. Sleep is 1/60 of the death. And for our purpose tonight, chalom echad mishishim lenevuah. So there's a smattering of nevuah, of prophecy in a dream. That's what the Gemara says. So then again, the question becomes, so what do we do? How do we deal with dreams and respond and so on? So again, I'm not talking about today how to deal with a bad dream, but rather about what do we do about what might be termed, and we've discussed different aspects of this in the past years, and these parts, a lot of, you know, these said there's a lot of dreams, you know, by Yetze, we had Yaakov had a dream with the ladder, later on a dream about animals, and Hashem appeared to Lavan in a dream, and last week said, the Rambam actually of the opinion that the whole wrestling of Yaakov with the Malach was a dream, it wasn't a real event, and then now this week we have the dreams at the beginning of the Seder with Yosef, the ones he interpreted at the end, the next week is Paro's dream, a lot of dreams. So, anyway, there's a lot of literature about it, in these Sedras. We've discussed it in past years, but there is a Tosefta. Okay. But luckily the Gemara quoted it. Tosefta and Maisa Sheni. Okay, actually, is there Gemara Brachas here that has a Tosefta in the back? Okay, I just want to read it inside. Because our question now becomes, we've got a big Gemara Brachas. The question is, what do we do? For example, what if there is halachic information that a person comes upon in a dream? Or something, is that of any value whatsoever in determining actual practice? And then you can take it a step further, which is not for tonight's discussion, but what if you hear an answer to a shaila in a dream? There's actually a sefer by one of the Balei HaTosos called Shalos HaTshuvos Min HaShamayim. One of the Balei HaTosos would ask, so he would see Malachim or whatever it is in dreams, and he would ask, out of luck, this is the wrong. Oh, no, it's doesn't have the Tosef. You know, everything is different now. I need the Tosef to Zerayim. I'm sorry, I thought it would be the same volume. It's usually in Brothers. You know, and so he asked the Malach, or he asked the Beis Yosef, had a Malach that visited him and told him in the Parsha of Shavuot. So, you know, the question is, how do we relate to all this? It's a very broad subject. What I'd like to look at now is really a question which is stira, and there's stiras in Gemara. So that's the bottom line. The Gemaras are just not as definitive as you might want. So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there is quoting a Tosefta Ma'aseh Sheni, the good old-fashioned Gemaras, right? Have things where we know where they are. So in the Tosefta in Ma'aseh Sheni, Perikei Halacha Vav, printed in this edition in the back of Zeroyim, okay? So the Tosefta, thank you very much, the Tosefta in Ma'aseh Sheni, Perikei Halacha Vav, says the following. The Tosefta has a number of scenarios relating to money, and a person is trying to locate money, okay? And one of the things that it mentions there, in Perakei Lachavov, it says, Hoya mitzar, hechan ma'aseh sheni shel ava. Okay, that's the way it's phrased over here. A man passed away, and his son knew that the father had some ma'aseh sheni money around. Okay. Okay, and he was wondering where it was. Bo bal chalom, so he had a dream. Okay. Omar lo kach v'kach hein, b'mokom ploni hein. And he had a dream, somebody came to him in a dream and told him, there's a pile of money located in this location, here's where the money is, and that's Maisa Sheni money. Okay? So now the question becomes, okay, the guy wakes up, Zehaya Maisa, Umatsu shamos, and they took a look in that place and found money there. Uvav v'shalo esachachamim. Now the question is, but is it Maisa Sheni or is it mine? Right? He had the dream. The dream said in the third drawer, in the bottom, the third drawer, in the left-hand corner, there's a pile of an envelope full of money, and that's Maisa Sheni money. Okay, so he looks in the drawer, he finds money, but now he's awake. Do you have to give that to Maisa Sheni? Is that Maisa Sheni money? Does it have to consume Maisa Sheni? So it says, shalo le'estachachamim. And the Gemara says, "Amar Harei Luchun, she Divrei Chalomos Lo Malin Lo Marin." When it comes to Divrei Chalomos, we ignore it. Lo Malin Lo Marin, right? And it tipped you off where to find it. Yeshakayach Mazel Tov. But you don't now have to assume that the part of the dream which said that it's Ma'aseh Sheni money was accurate. So that's the Tosefta in Bracha in Ma'aseh Sheni Perikei Halacha Vav. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a little bit differently because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, towards the bottom of the page, just a moment. I'm sorry, the pop-up page. Here it is, I'm sorry. Hare Shero es... that's another case, just a minute. Here it is. Hare Shehoyo Mitztar Almos Sheiniach Lo Aviv. He was worried about money. The way we have it in Tosefta and Ma'aseh Sheni is that he knew about Ma'aseh Sheni money. He was trying to find Ma'aseh Sheni money. The way the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph quotes it, is Hayom Mitztar Amol Sheiniach Lo Aviv. He was upset about it. He knew his father left him some money. He can't find it. The father died. The father told him before he died, I'm going to leave you the envelope money. He couldn't find it. Okay, so he was upset about it. Ubo Balachom Amolo Kach V'Kach Hein B'Makom Ploni Hein But Shom Ma'aseh Sheni Hein. He was told in the dream, the money you're looking for is here over here, but I got news for you, it's Ma'aseh Sheni money. Okay? It's Ma'aseh Sheni money. So, Zehaya Ma'aseh, that was the story, and Ba'amru, Dibre Chalam, Oslam, Alam, Amaridin, they treated it as Chulin money, and it was not Ma'aseh Sheni money, and they followed the instructions in the dream where to find the money, but as far as treating it as Ma'aseh Sheni money, that they didn't have to do. Rashi explains, Sheniach lo aviv, the father left the money. Velo amar lo heichanim, the father never told him where the money is, and then he died. Okay, so bala chalom, who's bala chalom? What's the expression? Rashi says sar hamara chalomos balayla, he who shows the dreams at night, the guy who screens the dreams. You know, okay, and it means the bala chalom, right? So kach v'kachem magilu kamiyesh, but they weren't, and they told him it's ma'aseh sheni. Lo malin, yachalo tzimim koman, he doesn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. He can treat it as regular money. That's the sugya in the Sanhedrin, daf lamed amud aleph. The Meiri,
which agrees with the Tosefta, right?
Yeah, it's just a slightly different version of the Tosefta, but more or less the same idea. Okay.
Why would you believe the other?
Well, that's the point. So what would you believe? You just believed it enough to find the money.
Nonsense part.
Mm-hmm. Tanantis part, that's a Maaseh Sheni. That's basically what we're saying. Good, you found the money. The dream tipped you off as to where the money is, but you don't have to consider Maaseh Sheni money. The Meiri explains, okay, the Meiri on that top in Sanhedrin, Lamed Amud Aleph, Hayyodim Bavian Sheniach Moshe Maaseh Sheni. Now he had phrased it, he knew it was Maaseh Sheni money, didn't know where it was. Well, with Tarmaka, Bolehem Bidimion Bechalom Shekach Bekachem Mokom Ploniem, Beholoch Motze Ein Zeklum. Again, Harayu Yochel Hotzian Bimkomo Kisharnachos, so he can, whatever else he got in an inheritance, he can use it. Okay? And Afal Pi Shetzodekes Bimiktsas, even though the dream was right about part of it, Harbe Psoles Misarevimo, like you just said, lots of nonsense is mixed up in the dream too. But Ein Choshish Mo Achis Bara. And halachically, you don't have to spend money or lose money or whatever, make a monetary decision based on Achis Bara until it's made clear. Okay, if you find a piece I wrote down before, as when it comes to a halachic decision, you don't have to pay attention to this dream. Okay? That's the Meiri. The Chiddush HaRan over there in Sanhedrin, again, is all Lamed Amud Aleph. Also, Divrei Maaseh Bo Baal HaChalom. V'im Tomar V'chi Odo Chalom Eirecha Darminu Shomayis Yashem Sheni Hem B'Bayis Lo Mar Klum. Okay, what are we telling me this for? Of course, it's only one aid, right? I mean, if one aid comes and tells me that the money over there is Maaseh Sheni, that's worthless. You need two aidim, right? Let's say mine opens my house, I have just inherited some money, and somebody comes in, not in a dream, live. A guy comes in and says, you know, your father told me that's Maaseh Sheni. We ignore him, right? Because it's, you have two aidim. I don't have to assume, you know. So Yesh Roma, no, this is a different. It's true. That's Chalom Odim, Shu Echad Mishishim Benevuah. Maybe a chalom is stronger because it has this element of prophecy to it. Yeah, there's nonsense, but it has a stronger than just an eid echad. Kamash malon, no. Tafilu hochi, dibe chalom is lo ma'alav lo meridim. Less or low mamono. It's not enough to asser him from money. Now, v'afo pishe yesh regalim v'dover the kushto komar. Even though there seems to be a certain basis that it's true because it was exactly where the dream said he'd find the money, that's exactly where he found the money. Kon hocha shodiyah heichan hoyo amos tmuni, v'afilu hochi lo ma'alav lo meridim. So the answer is, we don't derive halachic conclusions from a dream. You want to figure out where the money is, that we can follow what it says in the dream. But in terms of making halachic decisions, says the Gemara not. The Ran said that basically raises an interesting question. What if a person in a dream took a nether? Okay, to eat this or not to eat that or whatever. A guy took a nether in a dream. He wakes up, he remembers the nether, but it was only a dream that he took it. So what's the story? Does that nether have halachic validity? So the Ran says, Mashali mehod, the Mishanor v'chalom, ain't tzarachet, you don't have to do atar sedarim. To divir chalom, oslam alam alam reidim, last tzar amutar. Not going to ask for something. I had a dream that I asked myself from eating chalk over the next 30 days or whatever. Do I have to keep that nether? No. Do I need that Torah's Dharma? Also no, because we're not going to follow what it says in the dream to reveal a halachic issur heter matter. Okay? Now, he says, there is a Gemara, we'll see shortly in the Dharm, that if you put a nidui, afagav the nidui b'chalom, tzarech heter, k'dis merkam in the Dharm, if a guy is put into cherim in a dream, then he's going to need to be released from it. Why? He says, that's different. Hainu time of Dharmin and demin shemai nidu. Because it's like a man that God, so to speak, puts you in cherem. Aval neder da have a surah di rechalom uslam al meridim. Okay, he quotes a Rashbo who says by dream is different. Anyway, he's referring to a Gemara in the Dharim. Did I bring the Dharim here? No, but the Gemara is in the Dharim. Daf. Oh, here it is. Yeah, the Gemara is in the Dharim. Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says openly there, Amar of Yosef. Yeah, what's a second. Chesman Aleph, Omer of Yosef, Nidu b'chalom, tzorech yud b'nei adam lahatilo. Okay, you have to get 10 people to be matter, the Nidu, and you put someone in cherem. Okay, Shamtu, you put him in cherem. Then he needs 10 people to knock him out, to get him out of it. Okay, and the Ran there, in Maseches Adorim, you have the Ran printed on the page. On the side of the page, that's generally studied. It's questionable whether what we call Rashi on the Ran was actually written by Rashi on the Dharm was actually written by Rashi. So, generally speaking, they study the Ran. So it says Nidu b'chalom tzorach hashem adam. Why? V'she'efsher shebeshlichas hamakom nisnade. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in effect, himself put this person Nidu. V'lofichach tzficha asar latir sheshchina imam. That's when he ten people because a minion and so on. And that's, by the way, how we paskin lahalacha. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ram Hilchos Tamar Torah Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. Paskin.
Some things count and some things don't.
Right, evidently, that's what we're trying to figure out what it is. Yes, so that's really what we're wondering about. There's a little bit of a stira going on here, right? So, if we read the Rambam, we'll try to figure out, that's what I want to get into the discussion, of what the, you know, what the rules are going to be. So the Rambam, Parag Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parag Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Aloch Yud Beis. Here it is. Aloch Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Mish Nidu, Nidu, where is it now? I lost the place. Here, Yud Beis. Mish Nidu B'chalom, and even if you know who put him in, and he who pronounced the tzarich asar ben adam shoshonim halachos latirim neduya. We pass in that way that we do take into account what happened into the dream. That's the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parag Zayin Halach Yud Beis. However, in Hilchos Zechia Umatona, which is in the section of about the Kinyan, okay, Hilchos Zechia Umatona, that's about the money. Just a second. In Hilchos Zechia Matana, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. There, the Rambam writes, Hareshar Mitztar Almo Sheniach Lo Aviv, if he was concerned about finding money that his father had left him and died, Velo Yoda Hechan, Vechbiyam, he didn't know where his father hid him, Ve'omrlo b'chalom kach v'kach heim mokum plonihein shal plonihein shal maisa shenihein u'mitzom mokum plonihein shenam alo minin shenam alo zahaya maisa v'chacham di v'chalom shal ma'al v'lom written there. We don't count. So the Rambam accepts these two Gemaras, and you could argue it's a steer in Gemaras, but it's okay. One Gemara holds one way, the other Gemara holds the other way. But the Rambam passes like both. So in the case of the money, the Gemara paskins, like the Gemara says, we disregard that information, the dream that it was Maisa Sheni money, and we let the person do whatever he wants with his money. Whereas when it comes to the Nidui question, the Cherem question, we paskin the other way. Okay, so it's Tam, you know, a little bit of a stira. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's not just the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpah, well, I don't have Yerodeya here, so I'll get Yerodeya first. Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, Simon Shin Lamed Dalad. Simon Shin Lamed Dalad. Which is the laws of Nidu and Cherem. So on Shimon Shin Lamed Dalad at the end, and Sif Lamed Hey, there, the Mechaber writes, not the end, but it's towards the end, Nidu Bachalom, have a Nidui. He's put in Cherem a dream, that's considered a Cherem. And Ritzar HaTorah. Okay? Vafilu Hitiru Bachalom, Ein Akum. Even if the guy had a dream that he was put in Nidui, and then they were mad to him. That the second part doesn't count, right? We have to be choshish, and you need tzarach hasar but adam and so on. So in that case, also shochar, also paskins like the paskin.
This is when the dreamer is having a dream.
Yes, that someone put him into cherem. Yes,
that someone
put him into cherem.
So does it have to be a someone?
Yeah, well, even if it's a someone, even if he knows who it is.
I have a dream that I was in Nidoy.
I think either way. Okay. Anyway, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in that case about the nidui. However, when it comes to the other matter about the money, Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Nun Hay, Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Nun Hay, in Siftes, Reish Nun Hay Siftes. So there, that's the laws of Shchimera. So it says over there, here it is. There was some money, something that they didn't know where it was. What if the dream was not this Maisa Sheni money? There's money over here, but it's the money that I owe to so and so. It's his money. It's a pikadon. Or he says Shemai Sheni. Okay, even that, not just Maisa Sheni, they said it belongs to somebody else, you can ignore it. So the question you said is, so what's the rule here exactly? Where are we, why we sometimes seem to take into account what's in the dream, we don't take into account what's in the dream. So the Ran, I'm going to go back to that Ran in Sanhedrin Lamed Amud Aleph. The Ran's language was, I'll read it again more slowly. He says, "The diver chalom was lo malav lo mridin le sor hamuter." Okay, le sor hamuter. As a general rule, and when it comes to the area of Issa v'Heter, okay, so that's when we'll disregard what it says in the dream, and the neither case is kind of an exception.
Talk okay, about a dream that the Aguna's wife, the Aguna's husband,
yeah, still alive. Yeah, we wouldn't be matter. Yeah,
because that's being
yeah. So the clearest or the lengthiest the tshuva that I came across on this subject is a tshuva from the Tash Beitz. Charles the tshuva is Tash Beitz Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Chof Ches. Again about dreams. Okay, and what's that? No, he suggested a case. Let's say I have a good one. Someone came and testified the husband's still alive, or whatever.
Or the other way.
Or dead, or he's dead. Yeah,
dead. That would be alive.
Right, we wouldn't be matter on that basis. So basically, the Tash Beitz says as follows. If they're quoting contradictory Gemaras about dreams, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay, he says some dreams are from a Malach and some dreams are from a Shade, whatever, we understand it. But the Tash Beitz writes as follows, in the middle of the Tshuva. He says, "Me'ato, achin yishas shalom medivre chamenuzal vaseichel meidolam ki yesh chalom osodkim roylo chashlohem." There's some dreams which are true, and therefore you have to be concerned about them. Yesh chalom is built in tzodkim eilo chashlohem. Okay, what's the problem? We don't know which are which. Okay, anachlom is supokim bezeh hachalom a particular dream. We don't know imu tzodik or imu built in tzodik. Is right or is it wrong? Right? I mean, we don't know. So therefore, he says, "And yesh lochosh." We don't know. He says as follows. This is the yisod of the Tash Beitz. Ki chol davar shebemamon, yesh lo lahamid hamamon shenafal bo safek b'ches kaso. When it comes to dinei mamonos, so this is safek and dinei mamon. We don't know this dream, right? The dream taina that the money belonged to, which had the case in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Reish Lan Hei. The dream taina, so to speak. The dream argued the money belongs to so and so. Okay, I've got the money. I'm the muchzuk. I found it. The only thing is, the information in the dream said it belonged to somebody else. So since it's a so we don't know. Is this dream nonsense or is this dream? Is this dream nonsense, or is this dream, this part of the dream, the correct part or the incorrect? We don't know. So we have a rule when it comes to Suffolk and Mamon, Hamed Dava Chaskaso. So I'm the Mukhzuk, and I found the money. It's true, I found the money with the help of the dream, told me which drawer it was in, but at the end of the day, I've got the money. Now there's a Suffolk that's been cast into the mix on the basis of a dream saying that maybe it belongs to somebody else. We don't know whether that is reliable or it's unreliable, so therefore, in the case of Dinei Mamonos, we're not going to pay any attention to the dream. And that's why the Gemara says, in that case of the guy who had the dream and revealed that and revealed to him the dream, there's money over here, but it's Maaseh Sheni money. You don't have to count it as Maaseh Sheni money.
But that's not Mamonos.
No, oh, one second, hold on. Good. Okay, then we'll get to that in a second. Valzeh Amru, I'm just reading now from the Tash Beitz. Valzeh Amru, Ba'osa Shar Mitztar Amos Maaseh Sheni, Sheniach Ovi She'enol Lismach Ala Chalom, You know Chamam or Bechaz Kaso Kasher HaKarav Chalom, okay? That's Lomalim Lomod Lahotzi Mamon Bechaz Kaso, and he quotes a Shiltus, which we'll see also in Parshas Miketz next week. Said it was also about dreams. We said, okay, where it mentions about Hektish, same thing. Hektish, you know, the belong is an animal. The only thing is, it's a Hektish animal. Okay, well, let's see. That's what I want to talk about. Okay. However, he says. If you have a dream where we have a case of Isser, okay, he says, in Cain, is that Suffolk Menuda, Suffolk Inamenuda? Is the guy in Cherm, is he not in Cherm? Hareze Suffolk Isser, im Osso Lesaper Lechabes Usachik, but there are certain rules when somebody's in Nidoi and somebody's in Cherm, supposed to stay away from me, not supposed to talk to me, not supposed to be him, etc., etc. So there it's a Suffolk, okay, so therefore Tzar Cheter. Kechol Suffolk Isser, Shef Shalotz, be the Suffolk. You can get out of the Suffolk, namely by being Mata the Nether. Matter the chayrim, so be matter it, and you get out of it that way. Okay, so that's basically the chiluk that the Tash Beitz in this tshuva suggests. A difference between mamonos and isavata, yeah.
That's the difference between olah haraya and there's a way out. It's a different thing. In mamonos, so I don't have to pay you.
Right.
But in Savak Yisr, so the two kinds of isr, yes, so you can be matter. So what about an isr food?
Right, so he doesn't really go into that, okay? But presumably, you would not asser something on that basis. Okay. You wouldn't asser. Now the question, so Adkan the Tash Beitz. The question is as follows, and this is what I really wanted to get to. I said at the beginning, And I wanted to move off the subject of dreams to share with you an interesting chakira, or an interesting lumdus, really. The question is, what is the status of, let's say, something like Maisa Sheni? Well, you know, the author of the Tashbeit there seemed to say that that's a mumminous matter. Okay? You know, is that a mumminous matter? There is a mumminous, or is this a heter matter? Okay? He assumed the mumminous, it was a mumminous matter. Now, again, the idea is that we want to set up, is there a conflict in the dream and the status right now? Well, that may depend, okay, on how we learn a famous machlokas. There's a Gemara in Rav Metzia. It's a few, it's a lot of places. But it's spelled out. The two shitas are both mentioned together in a couple of places, including Bav Metzia Daf Tzadim and Aleph. Machokas of Meir and Behuda, whether Maisa Sheni is Momon Hedjut or Momon Gavoa. Okay, what's the status? That's again a Gemara in Bav Metzia. Excuse me, Tzadi Amad Aleph. Again, it's in a few places. Machos comes up, and really the Iker Sugya is in Kedushin, but it doesn't spell out both shitas as briefly there as here. So that's why I'm pointing to here, but Metzia Tzadi Amar Aleph, the Gemara has a machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether Gemara says Yiboyseima, let's find it. Yeah, Boyseima, Hava Hava Meiser Shein Lo Kasha, Hara Meir Hara Yehuda, Hara Meir Domer Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. Okay, and Hara Yehuda Domer Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedjotu. If we take it literally, and that's a big if. Okay, if we take Hedjot and Gavo literally, we would come to the conclusion as follows. Okay, if you say Maisa Sheni is Momon Gavoa, so then the Tashbeitz really is right, okay, because the Tashbeitz is saying that it's at issue in this dream, the Machlokas, so to speak, between the present Chazaka, I'm the Muchzik in this money I found in the bottom drawer, right, and the information that comes from the dream is in conflict, right, because if the dream is correct, so that's not my Momon, it's Momon Hedjot. But if is Mamon Gavoa. But if Maisa Sheni is Mamon Hedjut anyways, so then there's no conflict. The only only conflict is in the Sivah Heter conflict. Because now, in terms of Dinim, huh?
What does Mamon Hedjut mean?
Mm. 1 second.
I have to take okay. Kushalai.
Right, but... Right, 1 second. But I don't want to go into the full details of what's Mamon Hedjut, Mamon Gavoa. The question is, who owns it? Can I be Makdash? Can I do other things with it? Is it my money? Is it called my money? Forget about it. Yes, but that's the whole point. Bring it to Yerushalayim, whatever else. That's not a mumminous matter. In other words, whose money is it considered?
It's my money, but I have to do something with it.
Right.
My show.
So the conflict between the dream and the status quo, right? The information from the dream, the information of the status quo, is not an ownership, a bilus question. Okay, it's a question of whether I have to do certain obligations with it. But it's not a bilus. It's a question of whose it is. But it's not. I understand what chazak. No, I'm the muchzik in the money. Now we have a conflict.
Yeah, even if it's not in the money. So I don't know if this is tevil or not. So the chazaka says it's tevil. Well, the chazaka says...
No, but there's no chazaka. What chazaka? There's no chazaka here. Yeah? What's the chazaka? No, the chazaka. He found the money.
It's not Maisa Sheni.
The chazaka is it's not Maisa Sheni. Why? Because most money in the world is not... It's not chazaka, it's rove.
Rove
of the money in the world is not... Well, I don't know why...
The last time I looked at this battle of fruits...
No, but you didn't have... So that may depend on how you... But the case, the way the Tzeft and Maisa Sheni presented is that they knew that there was Maisa Sheni money of the fathers. So it was a suffix. It's a real suffix. It's a suffix. Okay, but anyway, let me just get back to this point. Now, so it according to what the Tashbeit says, he's right. If you hold that Maisa Sheni is Mum and Hedjot, so this dispute, at issue here in this dream is not a question of who owns the money. So it's not a mumminous matter. Okay, he says it is a momentous matter, and that's why there we go by the chazaka, but it's not really a solution because there's no conflict on the momentous issue.
Isn't momentous hedios less valuable than regular?
Not from the point of ownership. There are responsibilities that come with it, but that's beyond the. Oh, I mean, it's less. I don't think so.
Transport it.
Yeah, I understand. There's things you have to do with it. So, but lemaisa, what comes out is although we paskin. The Rambam says this, it's really Sugin Kedushin Afnon Beis, we paskin that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Rav Soloveitchik had a whole essay.
What's an afternoon?
The whole essay. What's that?
What's an afternoon? What's the nafka
mina? As I said, can I sell it? Can I sell it? Do I have the right to transfer his shoes? You know, the other whatever. Can I use it for an eruv? Whatever. The other things that you know that have to belong to me. In order to basically if it's chametz, does it mine? Whatever,
yeah. It burns up. I'm
whatever, right? That's also. And anyway, so in the Sefer Kovetz Chedusha Torah, Rav Soloveitchik has an essay called. If you're interested in this subject, you can read it there. He discusses it's called.
What Sefer is
this? This is the Kovetz Chedusha Torah, which is a collection of essays from first of Moshe Soloveitchik and then from the Rav on. And just let me find it. There's one article. Sorry, the article is from the Rav of the Moshe Soloveitchik. I forgot. Just a moment. No, for the Rav. On page Pei Gimel Binyan Ma'aseh Sheni Momon Gavoah. Okay, it discusses all these different nafka minas. What comes out really is that even though we pass in the Momon Gavoah, but it's not really going to help us here because it's not literally Momon Gavoah. It's not literally Momon Gavoah versus Momon Hedyot. It's your money. Okay, and the Rav brings many rights to the Rav. So, see, he has all these distinctions here, which I don't go into, but the problem is, and again, you can read the, you know.
What about
Truma? So, one second. So, we're not going to talk about Truma now, we'll talk about the Hektish. Okay? But in any event, so the truth be told, even if you hold Momon Gavoah, so it still really is your money. Okay? And a lot of other things you can do with it. As you list off there, I just mentioned some of them. But the question becomes, 1 second, so if that's the case, so now the Tashbetz's chiluk is a little weaker because he's saying, if it's really my money, so it was my money according to the dream, and it's my money according to the conflict is not a momentous matter. It's only a matter of what I have to do. Do I have to take it to Yerushalayim? It's a mitzvah matter, right? So what I'm saying is that the conflict, so to speak, is a little bit less of a conflict. So Tashbetz gives us an example of, well, that's only a momentous matter. It's not a momentous matter. Momentous means ownership, right? Who owns it? That's the conflict between the dream and the status quo. That's not, according to the way we're learning, Momon Gavoah, and Momon Gavoah doesn't literally mean it belongs to Hektish, it means it belongs to me. Certain things I have to do with it, whatever, they're nafkaminas, but at the end of the day, it's mine. And as a result of that, one can raise the question, so why does he call that a momentous matter? So better, actually, is something which the Shiltas, in his presentation, Shiltas again is on next week's Sedra, on the Shilta Chof Tes. So the Shiltas mentions this story also, the guy Mustari Mosmaisa Shani, but he says, he brings up Hektish. Okay, and the Netziv in Tesvov, you know, refers to this. He quotes his Tashbetz, by the way. Okay, he says that basically, HaTashbetz Kotsa L'chalak Bein Sofik Momon, the Ozobasa Chazaka, Bein Nidid Yisuruhu. Okay, the Sofik L'achmen, and if we need a Heter. But he mentions this Chiluk, but. I want to focus for a moment, as I said, to bring in this episode on the issue of Hektish. Okay, where does Hektish fit into this discussion? Okay, let's say the dream was that there was money, there was an animal, I'm letting you know, an animal, but it was set aside, it was Hektish. Okay, so that's really the question I'd like to look at right now. And Reb Chaim had a very fascinating episode that he doesn't talk about this case of the dream at all, but it'll work out very well if we assume that we're talking about Kachim Izbeach and not if we're talking about Kachim Erech Habayis. Okay, I mean, I'd kind of about the dream, but I wanted to go into this Chakir. Very, very beautiful idea. An important idea. Let's see.
What's the question there before?
So again, our question is when we're talking about Hektish, okay, there's two different types of Hektish. There's Kachim Erech Habayis, okay, and there's also Kachim Izbeach. Kachim is a goof. Where that animals for carbon and so on. Kedusha guf, someone has kedusha guf, someone has kedusha berech habayis. This yisod, again, the yisod of the Tashbetz is that when the fundamental distinction between the information that's provided by the dream as opposed to the status quo, so to speak, is at odds, okay, it's a momentous matter, it's at odds, and then we disregard the dream, right? So if the dream had to do with Hektish, so then we say that's a momentous matter, provided that we're talking about Kachim Erech Habayis and not Kachim Mizbeach. Why? Because there is a fundamental distinction between Kachim Erech Habayis and Kedusha Aguf Kachim Mizbeach, which really touches on a number of different things and really gives insight into what the difference is, and we'll see in a couple of practical applications.
So you would disregard them if it's Erech Habayis.
If it's Kedushas Berech Habayis, that's what we're going to see. We'll spell that. Right. That, because as we're going to see, okay, when it's Kedushas Berech Habayis, When I donate something, I'll say it outside, we'll see. When I donate something to Kedusha Berech HaBayis, it is transferred to the property of Hekdesh. It now belongs to the Mikdash, the entity of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Therefore, if I have a dream that this is Berech HaBayis property, Berech HaBayis money, so that's a case where this is a real conflict in Mamonos. I have the money right now, but the dream indicated it belongs to Berech HaBayis. Right, two different bialim, and in that case, we will disregard what it says in the dream. However, by kodesh mizbeach, and this is Reb Chaim Yisod, it's Tosu Yisod, but Reb Chaim takes it a step further, as we'll see in a second. According to Tosu, if it's kedusha mizbeach, kedusha guf, okay, there, it's still, it never left my owner, in terms of ownership, I still own it. I still own this animal. There's not a whole lot I can do with it. I can't lean on it. I can't use it. I, you know, vote a bekarchim, and I can't. But it's whose is it? Mine. And therefore, in it's such case, a dream for whatever, whatever.
In this case, that's
so. Therefore, if there's a dream that an animal that was for kachim is beach. One could argue in such a case, there's no, that's not a conflict on a momentous level, because it's still mine, it's mine, but it's a heter issue, and maybe there will be choshish, if you can get out of it, good, but if you can't, then you'll have to be choshish, possibly. So that, by question, what? It relates to that, yeah, it relates to that.
No, it's not.
No?
If you give a...
That's not if I know.
Huh? And the animal is lost or dies, don't you have a chayus on it?
No. Okay. Now, so let's see what Reb Chaim is getting at. Okay, there is a Mishnah in Baba Kama. We'll pull all this together, but this is foundationally so. But it really emerges initially from Tosfos. This is in Meruba. There is a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis in Baba Kama, talking about what we call Tashlumei Dalad Vehei. Okay, when you steal animals, so you have to pay back four or five times if you shechted it or sold it. Okay, tvacho mechor pasuk parsh mishpatim. So you have to pay back four or five, depending on the animal. Okay, but the Mishnah says, Mishnah ayin dam reis, gonav vehiktish. Okay, he's a thief, but he's a firm guy. So he stole it and he donates it to Hektish, right? Ve'achar kach tvacho mechor. Okay. Then Mishalim Tashlumei came out. Eino Mishalim Tashlumei Dalad Vehei. He doesn't have to pay Dalad Vehei. So that's the Mishnah of a Kama Ayin Dalad Vehei. Rashi says, Rashi is gonna be Hektish. Let's see. Okay, Rashi is gonna be Hektish. Ki Kotavach the Hektish Tavach with Lobe Balim. He's mocked it. And then he slaughtered it.
Against the rules.
Right. Or sold it to somebody else. Also against the rules. But the point is, Rashi says the key words. Rashi says, Ki Kotavach, when he slaughtered it, the Hektish Tavach with Lobe Balim. It wasn't anymore the bilims. It was now it was a hektish. It belonged now to the Beis HaMikdash.
Because it was better.
So, yeah. Well, let's see. No, hold on. No, slowly. Let's see.
No. If you're an animal, it's automatically kachim is bad.
Yeah. 1 second. Let's see. Yes. Correct. One second.
That's what we said before, right?
So let's see. So the Gemara on that mission on Ayin Vov Amud Aleph says as follows. The Gemara discussed. We talk about kachim kachim chayav achrus, and the Gemara has the whole thing. Okay, one of the things the Gemara mentions is an ayin vav mit aleph. Let's find the right place. It says, El olam, listen carefully, we're talking about lo shonu kachim, kachim, lo shonu kachim kalim, u de kachalach, mali mechor lehedjot, ma mechor leshamayim. Okay, why should there be any difference in terms of tashlumei dalad vehei between when I sold it to a person, I sold it, so to speak, I was makdish, it should be the same thing. Okay, if I sold it to another person, I have to pay dalad vehei. Okay, so the moment I donated hektish, I sold it to hektish, so I should also pay dalad vehei, right? What's the difference? No, he says, mali mechor lehedjot, mali mechor leshamayim. So mechor lehedjot may kara torah de ruvein, hashta torah de shimon. Okay, when I sold it to a hedjot, so it was Reuven's shore, now it's Shimon's shore, right? But Mechor l'Shamayim may kara Torah de Reuven, v'hashta Torah de Reuven. It still never left the Bilam's hands. Never left my rishus. Never left the rishus.
Therefore, it's not a real
mechira, and therefore the rules of Dalad Hay don't apply. Okay, now. What's that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so 1 second. So now, so this Gemara implies that there was a difference between selling something to a person and selling something to Hektish, okay, donating to Hektish. There, when you sell it to another person, if it was mine, now it's yours. It was Reuven's, now it's Shimon's. That's a sale. So it's not the rule of dollar, well, hey, will apply, because that's a Mechira, fine. But when it comes to Hektish, Mekara Taraduven Mahashta Taraduven. Rashi says, let's see, Rashi says, let's see, let's see. So Rashi says, Mekara has Mekara Taraduven, the Kodam Shemekara Kari Hashor al Shmo Shel Ganav. Okay, beforehand, I'm the Ganav, it's a root mine. Umishamacho Karl Shem Shel Lokeach. But afterwards, it belongs to whoever bought it, right? The Lokeach, the purchaser. Yeah? Al Mekara Lashamayim, Adayim Shem Hamagdisha Olav, Shekara Oloso Shel Ploni. It's just called so and so's carbon Ola, but in terms of the ownership, it stays the same. So Tosus is a kasha. Tosus of a hashta raises a kasha. Wait a minute. There's a Gemara just a few pages later. Come on. Gona vihiktish chayav dalvehe. Dahave kemoche lehedju. The Gemara later on, okay, we'll take a look at it very quickly. The Gemara on Ayin Ches on Beis, Gemara Ayin Tesim at Aleph, says, Tonar Bonan. Gona vinosan lacher vitobach. Gona vinosan lacher mocher. Gona vihiktish. In all these cases, okay. So Mishalim tashume arba vichamisha. So it's a steer. What do you mean? It's a steer in the Gemara.
In one Gemara, another Gemara.
Right. Yeah, it's a steer in the Gemara.
Two Gemaras.
Two Gemaras. Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes. So Tosus on Ayin Vav and Aleph, Dira Masa Hashra, and Tosus on Ayin Tes and Aleph, Dira Masa Ganav, in both places. What's going on here? Okay? Do you pay Dalvehi or not pay Dalvehi? So Tosus answers in both places. Depends whether talking about Kodshe Bet HaKabayis or Kodshe Mizbeah.
Yeah,
he said, why? He says, Ganav hiktis talvehei, ahavi kimoch al hedja, the high nubikotcher better kabayis, the low mikre al shame bialin. That was a sale. Cause now it belongs not to me anymore, it belongs to Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to, like we said, when it comes to better kabayis, so now it has transferred owners. It was my animal, now it's Hektish's owner. Okay. No, kotcher better kabayis.
Yeah,
so by kodesh better kabayis, that's where the din is. You have to pay dollar behei.
An animal, automatically
kodesh is bare. Okay, depends what he specifies. Yeah. Okay, don't he specify?
Animal,
that's I'm not talking about stomach. He said it's kodesh. He said it's you can donate an animal better kabayis. Why not? If he specifies, yeah. No, stam, okay. Stam, but we could specify. So the case is, says Tosis in both places. That's the assault. It says Tosis says, when it comes to kodesh, and it's exactly what we said, right? When it comes to better kabayis, there's been a transference of rishus from Reuven to Shimon, right? From Reuven to Shimon, from Reuven to the Beit Mikdash. But by kodesh, and therefore you do pay dalvei. That's the other gemara. You do pay dalvei. Masha Eno came this gemara nine, but the later gemara says you do pay dalvei. The earlier gemara says you don't pay dalvei. It's talking about kodesh mizbeach, where it remains what? Reuven's. Remains Reuven's. So on this gemara, as we have in Reb Chaim in the Chiddush HaGrach, also called the stencil, okay, on the Daf Ayin Vav Omer Aleph in Baba Kama, the title of the essay is,
how does it connect to the dream now again?
We'll get to the dream again. I'll come back at the end. Okay, so it says Be'inyan HaGonev Min HaHektish. So this is where he outlines Yisod, but he takes Tosis. That's why he toasts Yisod. It's Tosis Yisod.
The same as Mila.
Well, it relates to Mila too. But 1 second, we'll see. So he says V'nira Al Pi Divrei HaGrach. Okay, that this chilek, he takes it a step further. And he says, the Bekotche Berakabayas, Nase Alachevitz Hotso Mirushus Bailim, Lurushus Acher. Okay? Daha, that's exact expression. Ami Rosala Gavola, Kimisi Rosala Hedjit. By declaring it, now it becomes, right? Okay, that's by Kotche Berakabayas. Okay?
Who's saying this?
This is Rechaim. Okay. The Chiddush HaGrach in the stencil. On Babakama Ayin Vav Min Aleph. The essay is called Be'inyan Hagonim and Hektish.
Okay?
That, right. So he says, "V'kayim etshu mamon hektish." Yeish shall say, "Now, here's his point." V'kayim etshu mamon hektish. Yeish shall yidzeh kedusha hektish, and that's why it has kedusha. The kayim etshu mamon hektish is within kedusha. Masha eno kain hektish kodshim isbeach. The beha hamaktish, the maktish ain bezeh hakna. There's no transfers of rishus. Rak the oseh chalos kedusha lachefetz ukedusha goremus isar noshalo. What the Chaim Yisod is taking a step further than Tosis. In Kodshe Berakabayis, what creates the Kedusha? The transference of Rishus. With mine, Now it's theirs, so therefore it's Beis Hamikdash has Kedusha because it belongs to Beis Hamikdash. By Kodshe Mizbeach, what Kodshe Kedusha Guf, what creates the Kedusha? Not any transference of Rishus, because there was no transference of Rishus. What is there? Basically, my declaration, my, his language is, my Osech Halos Kedush Ala Chayfetz, Va Kedusha Gormis Yisr Hanoa Shalom. So that's the Yisod of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, what?
It's still called Yashor.
Yes, it's still called Yashor. But that's Tosis already had the Yisod to Michalik to Berak Abayis and so goof in this regard. But Reb Chaim takes a step further, talks about the definition. That's why I said it's a fundamental Reb Chaim, that the definition of Kedusha by Berak Abayis is it's owned by Hektish, therefore it has Kedusha. By Kedusha goof, it's not owned by Hektish. Okay, it's still owned by you, out's ownership. But rather your declaration, like saying, Hare Zer, whatever, when you make that declaration, that is what creates the Kedusha. Osech Chalos Kedusha. He says, with that, you can explain the stira with the Gemara and you know, with two Gemaras and so on. That's Reb Chaim here already, in the stencil.
He's already explained the differences. Right?
Reb Chaim just extends it. Yeah, Tosa, yeah,
the
Yisod.
The only nafkamin I see for Reb Chaim is, when I leave my house with that animal,
yeah.
If I've left the house with the animal for Beit HaKavayit, it's still mine until it's transferred. And if I leave my house having designated it for the Mizbeach,
that's enough. I mean, sure. Okay, but let's see the maybe others. So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's point is in terms of the chalos to the kedusha is this fundamental distinction, and he had so that's in the stencil there in Meruba. It also has this in the Reb Chaim al Rambam. Okay, based on a Gemara in Menachos. We'll finish up. Okay, there's a Gemara in Menachos Nun Aleph Mibbeis. Okay, I'll say quickly. Talk about Paraduma. Okay, because in the same Kovetz Kedusha Torah, there's an essay also about Meila by Paraduma. Okay, so there's a whole discussion. Where does Paraduma? The Chor of Paraduma does not go on the Mizbeach. Right, so where's Paraduma? So the Gemara has the bottom of Nun Aleph Mibbeis in Menachos going over to Mibbeis and Aleph. The Gemara says, they made a gzera that Paraduma is no Me'ila by the Afer of the Paraduma. There's no Me'ila by the Afer.
Okay?
Because Chatos who? Well, that's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. It's a Pasuk. Okay? It says Chatos he. Okay? When we learn he, Bo Molin, Ba'afra, Ein Molin. The Gemara has whatever tariffs.
It's not going to be still Chatos.
Right. So the Gemara has whatever the answers. But there's a small Tosis there. Tosis points out, why should we say Chatos Melamed Shemolin, but Tamar, typically the Kachem is Be'achi. Okay? Okay? There should be a problem because I'm sorry, the Kachem is Be'achi. Typically the Kachem is Be'achi. Okay? So the Tosa says, "V'yeshlomar ditzdorech lemoel achamol de'ena el bebehemo klisharis bilvad." What about can you be moel multiple times on the same thing? Well, guess what? The truth about we are different
how
people.
Did that
so you use it again. You use it again. Okay, you use it 10 times. Whatever.
Use it for supper.
Whatever. Yeah, keep using it. So it's interesting because that'll be that's the difference. That's another difference.
What's
it? That's another difference.
What's it called?
Oh, Pritzim Chalu. Yeah. That's something else. Okay, so the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Mila, Halacha Hey, okay, he says, Mechein Para Aduma, Molin Ba, Mishuhukdasha Ad Shita Asa Efer, Afal Pishi Kikotcha Berekabayis, Harinever Rechatos He. So the Kesef Mishnah is one second. The Kesef Mishnah asks, "Hare kotcha berakabayis gamkin molin ma." There's meila by berakabayis also. Now they use berakabayis property.
So tovayim
kain, huh?
Why is it
chatas
of berakabayis? Isn't it
kavod? No, chatas is. No, that's the Gemara's answer. That's why this is different. No, paradum is different because it says chatas. It's a concept. It's treated like a chatas.
Is it berakabayis then?
Right. Have you called
Chatos
and then say it's
better Kabbayis? Oh, so what? I'm saying fundamentally it's better Kabbayis, but the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that we treat this different. Right. It's not a carbon. That's my point. It's not a carbon. Okay. But it has. Right. That's what it says. Okay. So, but the question is the Reb Chaim here also writes, V'nei be'emes nireh. Okay. He says the Iker. All right. The Iker, he says basically the same Yisod. Okay, but another, so that would be another nafkamina, so to speak, by Me'ila. I don't have time to read it now, but it's the same episode. And he said, it's another nafkamina by Me'ila Achar Me'ila. When is Me'ila Achar Me'ila, okay, that's because by kedushas aguf, by kedushas mizbeach, so it never changed ownership. It never changed. It was always mine. It's still mine, right? But by kedushas bet hakabayis, once you were moel in it, so now you took it out of the rishus of hektish. But that's by bet hakabayis. But by kedushas aguf, it always stayed in the original person's.
What's the meal?
Okay, so using it inappropriately, that's where you can have meal multiple times.
After the first one, it was no longer.
You still do it.
So there's not a second meal. Right. Over here remains kodosh.
Right. Okay. Anyway, let me just end off. The Rav had the same yisod in this Kovetz Chiddush Torah. In another article, the same yisod as Reb Chaim, he said based on the Gemara Tumur about changing. Can you change something? From the Gemara is in Tmur Daf Lamed Beis, and the Rambam is in Hilchos Erchin Rucham Perak Vav Alach Ches. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time, but the Rav also distinguished between can you change Berak Habayis to Kedushas Mizbeach or not? Okay, so he says Kachin Berak Habayis any Ochal Hakdish Mizbeach. Okay, Kachin Berak Habayis you cannot then change and give to Mizbeach. Okay, but kachim is back. You can change. Why? So the Rav said over here because the shum the kachim and the kabayis have a mamon hektish b'kinyonim. Okay, it was already mamon hektish. Okay, so therefore I can't now take something that belonged to hektish and now change it for a carbon. It's not mine.
It's too late.
Too late. Mashiach came the other way around. Then it's the same yisod. Mashiach came the other way around. It's still mine. Okay, so it's not too late. Again, it's all the same yisod that the kedusha. Okay, so that's a question of less or more. But I'm saying that it's considered ena shalom. So just to see one other yisod, one other comment. Okay, there's a gemara in Psachim, and we'll finish with this. Okay, because there's also an interesting ktzos. A friend of mine showed me in Sim Kufi Zayin, but we're out of time. Okay, but it's very interesting. We all know this gemara. The gemara says on Bayera Bayimotzei, it was Pesach, right? The Gemara says, "Shalchay etaroe, aba etaroe shalacherim v'shel gavoa." Okay, if it belongs to Hektish, so then there's no bayir or bayim motzei pesach. Heyam et beis, says Rashi. Okay, and I don't have the psachim here, but do I? I'm gonna look quickly. Says Rashi. Guess what? No. Okay, says Rashi. You have it over there. Says Rashi. Shalacherim v'shel gavoa. Rashi says, "Berak habayis." Okay, why? Kashal Mizbeach, goof, it is still yours, right? The whole idea of Ba'yur Rabbi Motzei is it's not yours, okay? So Rashi, on that passage, Dibra Maskel Afisha Nehmar, says Rashi, Avala Taroa Begvulin Shalacherim Kigo Nochri, Vishal Gavoa Ibigdishon Lebedek Abayas. Yeah, because that's not mine anymore. There's no Ba'yur Rabbi Motzei. Why did Rashi have to say Bedek Abayas? Same as so. Okay, same as so. This is a friend of mine told me that the Rav said this. I didn't see this in print, but the Rav said this in the name of Moshe Salavetchi. Another riot to the same as so, that it's not yours. And this person also showed me a ktos where he says also, like that, based on a Rashi, that you can even by Dover Shalom Olam, we can say it's different because the rules of Kinyan, you know, the same rules don't apply. But in any event, to come full circle, that's the Yisod that I wanted to share with you. I think it's a very important Yisod in terms of distinguishing Kedushas Berak Habayis, Kedushas Mizbeach, and also, you know, what the origin of the Kedusha is. So getting back to the dream situation at the end, so one could argue that Yisod in the Tashbetz, when he said that the conflict between the information provided by the dream and the reality when it's a conflict in Mamonis, then we disregard it. And an example may be Hektish, well, that may be different with the Tomei Kedushas Berak Habayis and Kedushas Aguf, because by Kedushas Berak Habayis, the Taka is a conflict with the information shared by the dream that says this belongs to the Mikdash and my fact that I hold it now, the reality that I have it, I'm a muksuk in it. But if it was donated to Kedushas Guf, it has Kedushas Guf, so then there's not necessarily any conflict between Mazah. Huh?
But it's then it's still yours. It's Kolchkin.
Right. So it's mine, and therefore...
Both,
no,
both
so, there,
yours, no, basically.
I understand, but the question is, do I now have to treat it with Kedushas Guf? Do I have to treat it with Kedushas Guf? And that's no longer a moment of situation.
Can you be both?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Can you be
both? Then you have to say, can you be right? So that's a valid part of the question. Anyway, that's the sort I want to share. I'm sorry I went a little over, a little involved, but it's really a very important, I think, Lamedishah piece, and a fundamental is sort of Reb Chaim.
Okay. So how does this fit with the mission of Kate's Mafrishin?